Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to complete the ninth parak of Maseches Nedarim and begin the tenth parak. So the Mishnah Parak Tes, Mishnah Yud, is what we are up to. And the Mishnah is going to tell us about another case where Neder was erroneously made, and therefore is Huta Me'atzmo. You don't need to go to a Chacham to be Matur the Neder. Konim She'ni Nosias Plonis Ku'ura. If a guy says, I take a konim, a neder, that I'm not going to marry this particular woman, you know, the ugly one, vaharehi na'a, but it turns out she's actually beautiful. Or shchora, he says, I'm not going to marry this dark woman, varhei levana, and she turns out to have a very light complexion. Or ktsare, he says, I'm not going to marry this short woman, varhei yaruka, and it turns out that she's very tall. So mutaba. We don't need to be matir the neder because objectively what he made, what he said as part of his neder is simply not true. Lo mipnei shi ku'ura v'nasas na'a. She's matir to him not because she was once ugly and then became beautiful, or shchora v'nasas levana, or she was dark and then became light, or ktsara v'nasas aruka, she was short and then became tall. That's not even what we're talking about, that somehow she changed. A change is not a basis for a heter nedarim, because that would be nola, that would be something that was not there in advance and was just a new thing that was introduced. Elisha neder ta'us, the case is that he made a mistake. He thought that she was ugly or dark or short, but she was actually beautiful or light or tall. So since the neder was based on a mistake, the whole neder is not binding. However, another Tana is going to tell us that even if she was ugly or dark or short at the time the neder was made, and then something actually changed, the neder is still not binding. One time a guy took a neder that he's not allowed to get hana'a from his sister's daughter because he thought she was ugly and he didn't want to marry her. And then she went through some sort of makeover and she became beautiful. So Rabbi Shmuel brought her to him and said, Banai, Zuna Darta, or Bini, Zuna Darta. Is this the one you took a neder against? Amar lo lav. He says, no, she looks magnificent now. V'itir Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Shmuel was matir him to marry her, because since she always had that beauty potential, even though I had not yet been brought out, that is not considered nolad. Bosa shal bach Rabbi Shmuel v'amar. And at that moment, Rabbi Shmuel cried out and he said, B'nos Yisrael knows, hein, all the Jewish girls are beautiful. El shanius min avalton. But the fact that they live in poverty makes them hungry and causes them to not look nice, because living in poverty does not give their potential beauty the opportunity to come out. So it's a terrible situation. So he cried over the fact that Jewish girls in his day lived in such poverty that they couldn't allow their natural beauty to come out. Ukshemes Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel died. Hayu benos Yisrael nosos kino va'omros. The benos Yisrael would cry out and they would lament his death, that it was so sad that he had died. And benos Yisrael el Rabbi Shmuel b'china. They would say the benos Yisrael to cry over to Rabbi Shmuel, cry about Rabbi Shmuel. V'cheinu omer b'shaul. And he had a similar thing in the hesped for Shaul. Benos Yisrael el Shaul b'china. So since he was worried about the Jewish women, Shaul HaMelech gave them nice clothing and jewelry so that men would be interested in marrying them. So Rabbi Shmuel, in that way, was similar to Shaul HaMelech, that he was worried about the Jewish women. Now we move on to Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph. So a little bit of an introduction to Perek Yud. We're going to talk about Heter Nedarim. And there's a difference between Hafara and Hatara. So Hafaras Nedarim is what we're going to talk about this parak. The last parak was about hataras nedarim. So hataras nedarim is when you go to a chacham or you go to three dayanim, and they say that there's a way that we could touch up. The neder was made with a mistake, and therefore the neder is not binding. So, however, when we're going to talk about is when a father or a husband cancels a neder, that's called hafaras nedarim, where you don't need to find any sort of mistake or anything like that. If he doesn't approve of the neder, he just says, okay, the neder is not binding, but there are limits to how long he can do that for. And, you know, we're going to learn a lot about those halachos. So, Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph. So the Torah tells us that a father has the right to be made for the nedarim of his daughter who is not yet married, and she is a nara, meaning between 12 and 12 and a half years old, on Biyom Shamo, the day that he hears about the neder. So he could be Mekayim the neder, or he could be Mevatel the neder. Once she gets married, it's her husband who has the rights to do that. So the Mishnah is going to talk about who can cancel nedarim that are made by a Nara, Hama'urasa. So she's Be'erisin, but not Be'nisuin. So she's not really fully married, but she's also not unmarried. So Nara Murasa of Yobala Mefir Nedaraha. A Nara Murasa, her father and her husband are made for her nedarim together. Hefer av lo hefer abal. If only the father was made for her, not the husband, or hefer abal lo hefer av, or vice versa, einu mufa. Then the neder is not considered to be canceled, since nara marasa is not really fully in her father's domain, nor is she fully in her husband's domain. So her neder is only canceled if they do it with teamwork. Vein tzarich lomar shekiyem echad mehen. And certainly, if one of them is mekayim the neder, then for sure the neder is still intact. The neder does not disappear. So let's review what we learned today. So in the last Mishnah, in the ninth parak of Nedarim, we had said that if a guy says that I'm not going to marry a woman because she's ugly, and turns out she's beautiful, because she's black, it turns out she's white, because she's short, and it turns out she's tall, so then it's automatically mutter, because it's not something that had changed, it's just something that she always was. Had it been something that had changed, Tanakama assumes, then the neder would still be binding. However, Rabbi Yishmael said, no, even if it's something that changed, the neder is automatically mutter, because she obviously had that potential the entire time, and it tells the story how Rabbi Yishmael beautified a woman after someone had taken a neder not to marry her, and he said, no, I never would have meant a neder on this person. And that's why Rabbi Yishmael was a hero to the young women of Klal Yisrael. And when he died, they lamented his death significantly. And then in Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph, we said that if you have a Nara Marasa, a girl that's a Nara that has Erisin, the Hafaras Nedarim happens with teamwork of her father and her husband together. If only the father did the Hafara, or only the husband did the Hafara, then the Hafara is not binding. And certainly, if one of them was Mekayim the Neder, then certainly the Neder is still intact. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis.